This is WAMEL.
W8FUZ, W8FUZ, this is WB9YPA. This is KB8CRM mobile listening.
This is KF8AF. Stumble tongue. KF8AKV. Go ahead.
This is KDA-CRM Mobile near Flint, Michigan.
Oh, we must be networking or something. I'm using the NAJPR repeater in Grand Rapids.
Kilo Bravo 8
Charlie Romeo Mike.
Go ahead.
Repeating, it's Kilo Foxtrot Alpha Kilo Victor. My home unit is kind of hit and miss because I live quite a bit east of Grand Rapids, that it's sometimes just easier to go EchoLink to that repeater, and then where it goes from there, well, obviously it goes to Flint.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with the Echo Lake. I think the last time I tried it, it was down, but sounds like it's back working again. Yeah, I used to get into the system actually on a repeater in Detroit, but unfortunately the repeater's down, so I lost the link there, but I do commute up here to the Flint area. Due to taking care of a relative. So in that case, I end up getting into the Holly machine. But yeah, home GTH is near Detroit, and I'm a little too far from the Holly to get into it direct there. So yeah, I'll have to try the Echo link here myself when I'm back home. At least I know the system is still up and running, because I know, at least in the past when I've talked on it, sometimes it's even late down to Indiana. So and I kind of missed it when our repeater went down in Detroit. So. Nice to hear that the system's still up and running. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do understand there is quite a linkage of the 220 going down into Indiana and whatnot. Lately, I've been experimenting with the Central Michigan Emergency Network, which is all actually your side of the state, Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, Lansing. I've had some really great contacts using that. I think you've driven out of the repeater. That was pretty unintelligible. Not your fault. We've all played the too distant from the repeater game. I don't really want to cut our contact short, but yeah, I don't know if it's going to be workable. This is KF8 AKV. Pleasure was all mine. Safe travels, and I'll be 73.
Hey, you're into the machine now. You weren't before there. You were real rough, but for some reason you've got out of that RF hole there. This is KP8CRM. This is WB9YPA Mobile in South Bend, Indiana.
Hi, stranger. All right, I'm glad I'm back in the system there. I must have hit a bad area there. Yeah, coming down on US 23 right now. I'll probably hold the machine for a couple more miles here. But, yeah, long time no talk. And, yeah, unfortunately, we lost the Detroit machine, so the only way I get into it now is when I come up here to the Flint area and get into the Holly.
Well, that's pretty sad. Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody hear from Pete anymore?
I keep in touch with Pete. He lives not too far from me, and I know he goes over there on the west side of the state on occasion. Yeah, him and myself and Chris, we're still around, but yeah, when the Detroit machine went down, I was the end of the link, but I guess the other gentleman I was just talking to, I guess the Echo link still works, so I'll have to get into that from home.
Okay, so they lost the All-Star part of the link. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yep, I wasn't even sure if I was even linked into the Grand Rapids, into the NHAPR anymore, but apparently it's still there. So, okay, I know that they're always trying to make advancements. You know, they're always trying to, you know, they're always doing some kind of technical advancements and stuff, so I thought for a while there, I think it was disconnected for a while, but it, obviously they've got things working again, so that's pretty cool.
The All-Star League part of it, the repeater's physically gone, so, we lost Detroit, but, like I said, I can always try the Echo Link approach, I guess, because I've got to use it, so, I'll have to remember to use it this time, but, otherwise, it's kind of limited to only the Holly machine right now.
Okay, yeah, your radio is working fine, I'm sure. Yeah, you know, I still have, you know, that secret crossband repeat mode that you told me about a long time ago, you know, that on the TM621A, I'm still using that radio. I had to take it apart there for a while. I had to take it apart and I had to change the LEDs that I had in there because the LEDs went downhill. They got so dim I couldn't see them anymore. So I put a different manufacturer of white LEDs in the display, and now it's real easy to see again. It's working great. So But yeah, I'm still using that dual bander, and it works. It's a great radio. So yeah, it's nice having that, you know, that feature that you explained to me and told me about.
That's the only problem with the 621 is those original LEDs is they dim, they're pretty dim. I've always kept it in the dim mode because it's always been in the shack, but I know another guy said he lost the display altogether, and I guess he was keeping it on the high setting as far as the display. But, yeah, and of course, don't take it out in daylight. He couldn't see it anyway. But I've always had it as the shack radio, so it was no big deal on that. I still use it at home, too, so. All right, I think I'm starting to lose the repeater now, so I'll have to make this one my last one. But 7-3, nice chatting with you. Like I said, I'll have to make a habit of getting on the Echo Link there. It's been pretty quiet around this part of the state here. So 7-3, and we'll talk to you later. This is KBA-CRM Mobile.
Okay, very good. Good to hear from you again. Okay, yep, have fun, yep, and yeah, you're still having fun with the engineering, I'm sure. And yeah, I've got my fun cut out for me this week. I'm trying to get a radio station that burned down to the ground in Ohio back up and working, so that's been a real challenge for me. 73 KBHCRM, this is WB9YPA, Mobile in South Bend, Clear.